Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Hunt Lift Eat Official. I'm Carter and I'm here with two HLE team members from various parts of the country. We got an old standby here. We got Jack Rasmussen making a comeback on the podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing today?
doing well. And we got Forrest Chapp coming at us from the great state of Tennessee. What's going on, Forrest?
Hey, how's it going, Carter?
Well, we're continuing our application series. We're chipping away at these states. Last week we talked about Kentucky and Pennsylvania elk applications. Before that, we've talked about Wyoming, we've talked about Montana, Colorado, Arizona, and now we're stuck on the East Coast for another week here. We're going to be talking about Virginia elk, and we're going to be talking about Maine moose, which Forrest can talk to us a little more about, but I'm pretty sure that's your best bet, lower 48. If you want to go hunt moose. So let's jump right into it, guys. If you're down.
I'm down.
All right. Let's start south and work our way north. So, Jack, why don't you walk us through Virginia elk? And longtime listeners will remember Jack's episode that we recorded. And Jack was one of the first to kill an elk in Virginia's first elk reintroduction hunt that they had 2 years ago. So this, if you apply this spring, you would be applying for the third annual elk hunt in the last 150 years, which is pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, everybody was successful again this past year. So when I went hunting 2 years ago in 2022 season, there were five in-state. And then they drew one from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They give a tag because they do so much work to reintroduce the elk herd into Virginia. So there were, you know, five of us from Virginia, and they leave one tag for someone in the local community down in the three counties where they have elk. Last year they had 25,000 folks for the lottery, but the first year was like 39,000. There were a lot of folks that had put in for it. So what you have to do is right now, so the 1st of February, the application opened, and it will close the 30th of March. So it basically gives, you know, folks, you know, just under 60 days now to apply. And so you can go online. The Virginia Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife Resources, they call it, it's a pretty easy operating online system to go on and apply for it. It's for in-state folks, it's a non-refundable $15 application, and for out-of-state, it's a $20 application fee, and that's non-refundable. And then if you get drawn, you have to purchase an in-state archery hunting license, which for in-state folks is $40, and you have to buy your hunting license too, your regular hunting license in the state of Virginia. For out-of-state folks, it's $400, which might sound like a lot of money, but for an elk hunt, that's pretty reasonable. And if you're drawn, you're going to get an elk down there. Like, it's like no doubt, you know, the hunt goes from the 12th of October, 2024 to the 18th of October. So that's a Saturday through a Friday. And, you know, once the applications close and they draw them, it's usually about a month later that they'll draw the lucky lottery winners. Like last year, they got up with me and state actually sent out a videographer and a producer to video me congratulating the second place lottery winner. So they're really trying to make an effort to pull out all the stops to make these elk hunters all feel wanted. And this whole thing isn't population control, but to give another recreational hunting opportunity for this state.
That's outstanding. One thing I really like about the Virginia draw system for elk is it's a no preference point system. It's a totally random draw. They even defend it on their website where they say they want to avoid issues like point creep, things like that plague certain states out west as well. So they're not fooling around with that. They're taking the New Mexico approach and totally random draw. You know, maybe six tags. I think there were 24,000 applicants in 2023. So, I mean, your odds are not amazing, but you can't win if you don't play. So for $20, you might as well put in.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, when they called me, I was like dumbfounded because I put in for a lot of the other special hunts in the state of Virginia, and even if I don't win, I'm like, okay, my money's going to the right place because it's helping other hunters out in the state. And when I listened to the message, I was just dumbfounded. My wife thought somebody had died because I was just like my look on my face. So it can happen. I'm living proof that you can get drawn and you will be successful if you get pulled for the lottery.
Heck yeah. So it's open now. You got till March 30th. I'm gonna get mine in for sure. Why not?
I mean, I put in for the, I know we're going to be talking about later on for the Maine Moose, but I put in for that too because I'm like, man, if I went and get that, I'd have seen a couple families.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Sweet. Well, that's a pretty good transition right there. So Forrest, why don't you give us some context and fill us in on the Maine Moose?
Yeah, of course. So, Maine moose hunting, when most people think of going after like big bulls or just moose hunting in general, everyone automatically defaults to like Canada, Alaska, right? Like just those classic stereotype giant rack and just these absolute monoliths. But Maine moose population is actually pretty solid. I know 10, 15 years ago, we had a serious issue with ticks. It's something that we're still dealing with. It's doing a pretty negative impact on the moose population, but past 2 years, we've rebounded quite a bit, and there's actually some pretty awesome moose hunting in Maine. Now, one thing that's really nice about the Maine system, at least, it's very similar to Virginia, where it's, hey, it's only a $15 application fee. Whereas, like some states, if you're going after like elk out in Colorado, you kind of have to do the application fee plus the cost of the tag, and it gets held until you find out your draw. It's just the $15 until you get drawn. I know for non-residents, it's only, I think it's 585 for a non-resident moose tag on top of
Okay.
$115 license. Yeah, in the grand scheme of like big game, that's really not bad at all.
Yeah,
Now,
when you're talking like pound to dollar ratio, that's pretty good because I just went on an antelope hunt that'll make you cry if you break it down like that. So that's not bad.
yeah, a lot of bang for your buck, if you will,
Yeah.
right? Now, draw odds. That's a little bit of a different story, right? So for non-residents, for your when you apply, it's about a 1.5% chance of getting drawn. So there's one tag, one drawed non-resident tag for every 67 that are out there. There's a catch to that, and I'll get into that in a second. For residents have it a lot better. It's a 1 in 12 shot, 8% chance for putting in for it. But what I like about Maine is the point system is actually pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So cost the application overall is $15, right? If you don't get drawn, you just get a point. Now, three chances, or sorry, that's getting into non-resident, but for resident, it's simple. So for your first 5 years applying, it's just 1 point a year. But from years 6 to 10, you start getting bonus points. So 2 points per year. 11 to 15, you get 3 points per year. 11 to 15, yeah, so 11 to 15, 3 points per year. Anything after 16 years of application, it's 10 points a year.
Like,
And Maine has a law in place, do not draw a moose, I believe, by age 65 or 67, you automatically get a tag. So if you put it in for your life and you put in the effort, Maine's like, hey, you're a Maine resident. You've been putting in for so long. Like, here's right.
sympathy moose tag.
Yeah, but for non-residents, so I talked about like the percentages and odds aren't super great, but you can purchase bonus points. So you can get a point for $15, right, with a standard application. 3 points for 25. 6 for 35. 10 for 55, you can get as many like blocks of 10 that you want. So
Whoa.
you could hypothetically do like, hey, I want 5 bundles of 10 points for 275 and
No
just
way.
leverage your odds that way. Now, with that, right, does buying think of if you're someone who's like, hey, I'm going to buy all these chances. I'm going to drop $500 and get all these chances. There are other people that are also going to be doing that. So level of competition for these moose hunts is pretty high. And levels of success are also vary greatly. I would say you're more likely to fill your tag. Those are up north on the border of Canada. Typically, those areas are incredibly remote. Not a ton of resources. Scouting up there, just getting up there to begin with, can be a challenge for a lot of folks. And finding, like, knowing the terrain and environment is challenging, because if you're looking at like moose hunting out in Alaska or like the Northwest Territories, a lot of the hunting is based around, hey, glassing wide open tundra and being able to spot, where the North Maine woods is not always like that. So for non-residents who don't know the area coming in, I highly recommend a guide service or team up with a local or something who know the area and can kind of help you out. For my friends that have been successful in moose hunting, kind of like how you knock on doors for asking for property, it's about like building a relationship with locals and be like, hey, anyone see any moose in the area or anything else like that? And they've been pretty successful with that. I've also had friends who have gone a few times, either as a primary shooter, as a secondary, without seeing anything. So the southern units definitely struggle a lot with trying to locate moose, just because population's so small, getting closer to urban areas and where it's getting warmer, as opposed to up near the Canadian border.
It's so interesting about the being able to purchase bonus points. I've never heard of that. That's so cool.
Sorry, I lost you there, Carl.
Very good. I was saying it's so cool, or maybe not cool, that you can purchase bonus points. That's wild. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. It's definitely interesting. Now, with the moose lottery system, like, yes, with a resident, you have higher odds or chances of drawing. Granted, like, I've had friends that have put in for 10, 12 years and nothing's worked out. And I've heard of buddies who are non-residents putting in for 3 years, 4 years and drawing it. So it is a challenge, but if you're able to bring down a big Maine moose, like, that's a lifetime achievement right there.
Yeah, for sure. When's the application open and closed? Do we know the dates there?
Yeah, so applications open April 1st. Not a joke, like actually April 1st. And they close May 15th. So relatively short window, which is coming up fast. So
that is going in my calendar right now.
Also, I think I should mention, you can build all the points that you want. If you miss a year, you lose those points.
Whoa. So if you don't apply for a year, you're zero.
I believe it's 1 or 2 years. I want to say it's a year, but if you have accrued 20 points, yeah, 30, and if you miss a year or two, you can lose all those points. So setting a reminder in your calendar to make sure that you're staying on top of that is pretty important as well.
That's how you get that buyer loyalty right there.
That you do.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Well, that's sweet. I just added two more states to the list, the litany of states that I apply to. I'm going to get those applications in. I'm going to put Virginia in today, and I'm setting a reminder for Maine.
And yeah, I just put it in my song right now.
Yeah. Jack, we're both going to draw, and then we're going to go hunt together.
That would be amazing. That would be rad.
We'll have Forrest guide us.
Stumbling around the Allagash. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing too about moose is, like, you can have, I believe, up to 2 secondary shooters with you. So if you're unable to shoot, you can have somebody else with you to shoot as well. So I've heard of, like, guys with families, like, not able to go on hunt or not able to shoot, having somebody else able to follow through with it, which kind of takes a lot of the pressure off as well, having other people. But if you're going to go for a Maine moose hunt up north, I encourage, it's not the law of the land per se, but trying moose hunting solo and dropping a moose in the backcountry by yourself,
not advisable.
Right? One of my one of my soldiers, actually, his dad dropped a decent sized or a smaller a bull, and they were away from roads, away from vehicles and everything else, and trying to do pack out. And I think it took them 14 hours because it was just them two. And he described using a climbing rope and doing 3-to-1 pulley system over and over over this rough terrain, trying to drag this thing out. Before they were able to get people to drive an hour and a half to meet him to help him pack it out.
The key is to have the state fish and game come help you, right, Jack?
Look, the last guy to shoot his elk was one of the local residents. And he dropped it in this bowl because, you know, the whole area is old reclamated surface mines, full surface mines that's been reclamated. And there were probably like 12 of us walking down there to drag this out to a place where we could actually get it winched. Because like I said, they wanted to, and I'm not a small person, as you remember, and there were a bunch of us trying to drag this thing out with all its guts in it to a place where we could finally get the winch and then a strap and another strap and then a rope to make it like 100 yards of system that we could pull it out and get it up to the truck.
That's wild. Absolutely wild. Well, when we all draw these tags this fall, we'll have some more stories to add to the book there. So that'll be good. Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Listeners, hopefully these are helpful. Let us know what states you want to hear from next. And Jack and Forrest, let's get another podcast recorded sometime soon.
Yes, sir. Or, if anybody has any questions, just send them my way and I'll try to answer them for you.
Absolutely. And if you draw for Virginia or Maine, definitely hit these guys up. They will be happy to help you out. So listeners, as always, we appreciate the hell of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.